USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Monday says the American economy is doing just fine, despite inflation running at a 40-year high, costing Americans thousands of extra dollars every year, and gas prices designed to get you to stop driving your internal combustion engine.
And for all the challenges, America has the strongest economy in the world. More people working and starting businesses. More young people graduating from high school and college than ever before.
The June jobs market report is due on Friday. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago on Monday, killing at least six people and wounding 30. A person of interest connected to the attack has been captured following an hours-long manhunt. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into police custody after a brief car chase. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Grand Experiment welcomes the latest group of American citizens.
Thousands of new American citizens are celebrating across the nation. To commemorate Independence Day, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcome more than 660,000 new citizens in more than 140 naturalization ceremonies. They started on July 1st. And continue through the 8th. Many newbies share their naturalization stories on social media. You can look them up by using hashtag New Citizen. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The James Webb Telescope is set to transmit its first gallery of deep space astronomy shots in exactly 1 week from today. NASA's $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021. Nearly 7 months after its launch, it has produced images that are, according to NASA, a portrayal that includes the deepest field of views of the universe ever captured. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is thinking about ending tariffs on China as soon as this week. President Trump imposed the tariffs on China to highlight the unfair trade practices China has imposed on the United States. Personal finance expert Dan Ricciotto on Fox News Tuesday morning.
Yeah, there's good politics, there's good economics. The fact is, just purely from a textbook point of view, tariffs typically are bad economics. We don't like to see, you know, an ideal world. We don't want to see any tariffs. We want to see free trading and, you know, around the globe. But the reality is that we've used tariffs effectively in many cases in political sense, especially where countries may not be playing by the rules or where we're trying to make a political point. And essentially, that's what we've done with China. But at the end of the day, Griff, we have to remember that you and I as consumers ultimately pay the bill. So if there's a tariff, wherever it may be placed on whatever product from whatever country, you and I as consumers, we pay more for our stuff at Walmart.
The United States is currently imposing a 25% tariff on approximately $250 billion of imports from China and a 7.5% tariff on approximately $112 billion worth of imports from China. Federal Judge David Faber on Monday ruled in favor of three drug distributors in a lawsuit that accused them of causing a health crisis by distributing 81 million opioid pills over an 8-year period in one West Virginia county. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.